Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
We misuse faith all the time. We abuse that word. We have the idea of faith is believing something that is contrary to common sense. The best definition of faith is found in Hebrews chapter number 11. It is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. But what does that mean? Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible.
The truth is, God's empowered you to do incredible things. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young begins his message, Your Faith Can Move a Mountain, where he shares how God builds you up to be victorious through life's trials. So stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young begins in just a moment. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Before we dive in today, we want to encourage you with some of the most powerful words Christ uttered on earth by sending you a copy of Dr. Young's message series, Famous Last Words. In his final prolific moments, Christ shared timeless words of truth that echo across the ages, and this four-part series shows you how those words can provide you with peace and hope as you seek Him today. We want to send you Famous Last Words as a thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue to reach people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to get your copy of Famous Last Words when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, Your Faith Can Move a Mountain.
The most misunderstood word is the word love. The word love is abused so many, many times when we utter that word. The second most misunderstood word is the word faith. We misuse faith all the time. We abuse that word. We have the idea of faith is believing something that is contrary to common sense. It's some kind of mysterious thing. It's some kind of mystical thing. It's some kind of esoteric thing. And we really do not put content in it. And people run around saying, oh, I've got a whole lot of faith. You know, I've got strong beliefs. Faith can get me through anything. But we realize faith just floating out there without content, without an object, is totally ineffective. It's misdirected. It's abused faith. My friend Lee Strobel said that faith is like pornography. And I think he's exactly right. He reminded us of in 1964 when the Supreme Court was trying to make a decision as to where to draw the lines and to define pornography. Justice Potter Stewart said, he said, I cannot define it in a simple sentence, but I know it when I see it. And that's true of faith. It's hard to define it in a simple sentence, but we know it when we see it. The best definition of faith is found in Hebrews chapter number 11. And we know that it is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. But what does that mean? If I went around, tell me what the substance of things hoped for. What does that mean? What is the evidence of things that you can't see? What does that mean? And that definition would just float out there in oblivion, except the writer of Hebrews has a long list of men and women who live by faith. He said, by faith, Abel, by faith, Abraham, by faith. And suddenly you see faith is not something that you accumulate and you might pour into a container and say, I've got a little faith and I want more faith. You can't measure faith in terms of quantity. You just can't do it. In fact, if you would take a picture of faith, the picture would be blurred because real faith is always moving. It is never static and stationary. And therefore, when we look at faith, we have to say, man, what exactly is faith? How does it operate? All of us would stand and say, you know, I want more faith than I have. And we have two tremendous stories of faith. One is a faith that took place on top of a high mountain. The other is faith that took place in a low valley. Now, no one knows for sure which mountain in Israel is the Mount of Transfiguration. A lot of people think it was Mount Hermon. I like to think it was Mount Tabor because I've been on Tabor and I've never been on Hermon. But Mount Tabor is where we know that Jesus took those three intimate apostles, Peter, James, and John. He had announced to them that he was soon to die, and they didn't get it. And then on top of that, he added a little phrase that I'm sure totally confused the big three. We see it there in Matthew again, chapter 16, verse 27. It says, "For the Son of Man is going to come in the glory of his Father." Does anybody know what the glory of his Father means? The bottom line, I don't think those apostles knew. He told them, "I'm going to die. I'm going to go to the glory of my Father." And they just sat there like we do, said, "The glory of our Father. I wonder what that is." And then it says, after 6 days, Jesus took the big three, left nine down in the valley of Jezreel, the foot of Mount Tabor, and they went to the top of the mountain, and we read what happened. Verse chapter 17 of Matthew. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, his brother, and led them up to a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured. We get our word metamorphosis. In other words, Jesus in the flesh suddenly was turned inside out. And his glory was revealed. It wasn't a masquerade. A masquerade, you hide the outside. But he took the inside and revealed it. It was turned outside and the glory of God was revealed. You say, what is this glory like? It's like the glory that Jesus had in Philippians 2 prior to creation. When he was there with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit, the glory of God, it was that glory. It was the glory we'll see in Revelation chapter 1 in his second coming. It is the glory of God. He was transfigured. There was a metamorphosis, and suddenly his inside was revealed in God-man. The glory on top of that mountain, transfigured, was the Son of the living God. And then the description of it. He was transfigured before him, and his face shone like the sun, and his garments became white as light. Can you imagine faith shining, your face shining as the sun, your garments as white as light? The transfiguration, what a marvelous supernatural moment in the history of man on top of the mount. And then we see what happened. It gets better. Verse 3, "And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him." There was Moses, who was the prince of lawmakers. He was the predictor of the coming of the Messiah. There was Elijah, who was the precursor of the coming of the Messiah. Remember, Elijah was to come before. We see that in John the Baptist. And here is Jesus now, transfigured. The glory of God, the purity of God, the holiness of God, the light of God being revealed in him. And now he's talking with Moses. He's talking with Elijah, the lawgiver that God we know in Christ fulfilled every law. And the prophet, the king of the prophet, we know in Christ all the prophecies were fulfilled. What a moment when the transcendent became imminent, a supernatural time.
You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young, and there is more powerful teaching ahead, so stay with us. But before we jump back in, Christ's final words on earth offer you profound peace and hope for whatever you're facing today, and we want to share them with you by sending you Dr. Young's four-message series, Famous Last Words. It's our way to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue encouraging people everywhere with the proven truth of God's Word. So call today to get your copy of Famous Last Words when you give and be encouraged by the love of Christ proclaimed for you with His last words. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Now, here's a sneak peek at the teaching right after the break.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are living in a generation that more and more has no faith. A generation of no faith always becomes just exactly what Jesus says, perverted, confused, mixed up. There is no faith.
That's next on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. And welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day. So, we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is @winningwalk. That's @winningwalk. Now, once again, here's Dr. Ed Young with more of his message, Your Faith Can Move a Mountain.
There's a time to speak, and there's a time to be silent. Count Zinzendorf said he could be silent in 8 different languages. And of all times, if we were there, we'd certainly at least be silent. But here's old Peter. My Pete. Look at verse 4. He said, Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make 3 tabernacles here, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. While he was speaking, Peter still speaking, a bright cloud overshadowed them, Shekinah. The presence of God. And behold, a voice out of the cloud said, This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. And when the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground and were terrified. God the Father spoke as the Shekinah of God fell upon that group. Jesus transfigured. Oh, me, and there was Moses, and there was Elijah, and now God speaks, and the Shekinah came, and these 3 apostles fall to their face, and God said, Listen to him. And Jesus then went to Peter, James, and John. They were flat down. It says, Get up. It's all right. Get up. Get up. It's all right. Don't be afraid. And lifting up their eyes, they saw no one except Jesus himself. It's not Elijah, Moses, and Jesus. The cloud came. Elijah and Moses were gone, and Jesus stood alone, preeminent, Son of the living God. Jesus stood alone. Would you say that's a mountaintop experience? And on that kind of experience, the only way we can respond is with a resounding, wow. Now, we have mountaintop experiences. But if you just stay on the mountain, as Peter said, let's build tabernacles. Let's just stay up here. The kingdom is gone. Boy, this is it. Who would want to go anywhere else? But mountaintop experiences, we have them so that we will be equipped to be effective when we go down in the valley. It's the mountaintop of glory, and it's the valley of ministering and meeting need. If you're in the valley without having been on the mountain, you run out of ammunition. The valley empties us in service and love and ministry. And unless we go back on the mountain and get full again, we won't be effective in the valley. People who just live in the valley, they get tired, they get empty, they get jaded, they get ineffective, they get dull and boring, and the same old SOS that they go through, they're not interested in anything. They burn out and they burn up. So we have to have the glory of the mountain to be effective in the valley. We need Mount Tabor because we'll go down to the valley of Jezreel. This is true of every life. And I want you to look and see what happened. Verse 9, and they were coming down from the mountain. The mountain of transfiguration, wow. And now we see a wow in the valley. Matthew 17, 14 following. When they came to the crowd, a man came to Jesus, falling on his knees before him, saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and very ill. For he often falls into the fire and often into the water. I brought him to your disciples and they could not cure him. Now I want you to now take and just flip over with me to Mark. Keep your place there in Matthew chapter number 9. Reading verse 23 following. And Jesus said to him, if you can, all things are possible to him who believes. Immediately the boy's father cried out and said, I do believe, help my unbelief. Verse 25, when Jesus saw that a crowd was rapidly gathering, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, you deaf and mute spirit, I command you, come out of him and do not enter him again. Now back to Matthew, picking up chapter 17. And Jesus answered and said, see the parallel. You unbelieving and perverted generation, how long shall I be with you? How long should I put up with you? Bring him here to me. And Jesus rebuked him. The demon came out of him, and the boy was cured at once. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, why could we not drive it out? And he said to them, because of the littleness of your faith. For truly I say to you, if you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. And nothing will be impossible for you. But this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. And in this story that I read, you have some illustrations of faith. First, do you have no faith? Look at verse 14. Jesus said, the unbelieving and perverted generation. Ladies and gentlemen, we are living in a generation that more and more has no faith. No faith in the transcendent, no faith in God, no faith in His Son, no faith. In fact, in our lifetime, we're seeing more and more the secularization of everything we're about. America has basically forgotten its Judeo-Christian roots. And as this secularization of our society comes, more and more people stand up and say, I don't have any faith. I have no faith in all of that. No faith, a generation of no faith always becomes just exactly what Jesus says, perverted. That which seems to be right to them is really wrong to Almighty God. A perverted, confused, mixed up generation. There is no faith.
Your faith can move a mountain. We'll return to today's message in just a moment. But first, a person's last words often sum up their life's message. And Jesus' last words on earth proclaimed His love for you in some very profound ways. We want to encourage you with these words by sending you a copy of Dr. Young's message series, Famous Last Words. It's just a small way to say thanks for your donation today to help The Winning Walk continue encouraging people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to get your copy of Famous Last Words when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK. 1-800-350-9255. or text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young returns after a short break. Welcome back. You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Visit our website for resources to help you walk the winning walk with Christ. Visit winningwalk.org. You can also request prayer, stream messages 24/7, and learn more about Dr. Young. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional at winningwalk.org. And if you're on Twitter, follow us for more daily encouragement. Our username is @winningwalk. That's @winningwalk. Now here's Dr. Ed Young to continue his message, Your Faith Can Move a Mountain.
Also, there is little faith. Remember when the apostles, after Jesus had healed the boy, the apostles moved to one side, the nine who were there, who tried to heal him, and they said, why couldn't we heal him? See, Matthew 10, they had been sent out on a mission by Jesus. They had healed folks. The lame had walked, the blind had seen. And now they say, well, why couldn't we heal this boy? And Jesus said, you can't heal when there's an absence of prayer and fasting. In other words, while Jesus was gone that period of time, they didn't stay obedient in the discipline of the faith. They thought healing was just a formula. Bang, bang, bang. Pour some oil, lay your hands on, bump your heel. Look, it worked. And it worked again and again until finally it was a magical thing and not a supernatural God thing. And they couldn't heal the boy. They had little faith. They had faith in the manipulation of the methodology of healing in the name of Jesus. And therefore it didn't work. And then we see in that same story I read, doubting faith. Doubting faith. That's what I read in the Gospel of Mark, parallel to this. Now look at the situation. These nine guys, I don't know how long they tried to heal the boy. I don't know what gyrations they'd been through in prayer and everything else, but they'd been ineffective. He was still epileptic. He was still demon-possessed. And the other gospel tells us he couldn't speak and he couldn't hear. He was the only son of the Father, as Jesus is the only son of God. A lot of parallelism there. And then we see they couldn't do it. And then they come, and Jesus goes to the Father, and the Father said, can you heal my boy? And Jesus, in the other gospel passages, asks, how long has he been sick? What's the nature of his ailment? And the Father tells him. And then Jesus says something to that dad that's rather remarkable. This is doubting faith, by the way. Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible. Now, if you've been that dad, what would you have told Jesus? Oh, I believe you can do it. I don't have any doubt about it. You're Jesus. No. All of his nine followers had failed, perhaps over a period of time. And the Father was honest. When you and I begin to try to deceive and lie to God, we're in monumental trouble.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We hope today's program encouraged you in your own winning walk with Christ. And we'd like to help you further by sending you a copy of Dr. Young's CD series, Famous Last Words. In his final moments on earth, Jesus shared timeless words of truth that offer you peace and hope for today. And this series shares those encouraging words with you in four powerful messages. Famous Last Words is our way to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue encouraging people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to get your copy of Famous Last Words when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Thanks for being here today on The Winning Walk. Join us tomorrow as Dr. Young wraps up his message with more proven truth on how you can have mountain-moving faith.